A reading from the Book of Wisdom. For all people who were ignorant of God were foolish by nature, and they were unable from the good things that are seen to know the one who exists. Nor did they recognize the artisan while paying heed to his works. But they supposed that either fire or wind or swift air, or the circle of the stars, or turbulent water, or the luminaries of heaven were the gods that rule the world. If through delight in the beauty of these things, people assume them to be gods, let them know how much better than these is their Lord, for the author of beauty created them. And if people were amazed at their power and working, let them perceive from them how much more powerful is the one who formed them. For from the greatness and beauty of created things comes a corresponding perception of their Creator. Yet these people are little to be blamed, for perhaps they go astray while seeking God and desiring to find Him. For while they live among His works, they keep searching, and they trust in what they see, because the things that are seen are beautiful. Yet again, not even they are to be excused, for if they had the power to know so much that they could investigate the world, how did they fail to find sooner the Lord of all things? The Word of the Lord. The writer of the Book of Wisdom calls his community to see God's power at work in the world. He reminds his listeners that the greatness and beauty of created things can lead us to our Maker. But this goodness can sometimes also distract us and become a substitute for God. It can happen very easily. God's good gifts, whether they be people or things or creation itself, can become for us a substitute for God. We can become aware of the created, or even be caught up in the beauty of the created world, but somehow forget the Creator. We can admire the artwork, but give little thought to the artisan. Yet our ordinary way of finding God, of appreciating God's good love and goodness, is by becoming aware and enthusiastic about the world and about people inhabiting the world. The Book of Wisdom, in verse 5, puts it plainly, "For from the greatness and beauty of created things comes a corresponding perception of their Creator." As seekers of God, we look for the Creator behind the goodness and beauty of our world. Wonder and amazement can form the basis for receiving wisdom, since it can lead us to questions and reflections of our experience of the created world. This reflection has the potential to, by God's grace, to lead us to an encounter with our awesome and beautiful Creator. We have the possibility to meet or see God every day in the midst of our ordinary lives, in our created world. Elizabeth Barrett Browning shed some poetic wisdom on this truth. "Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, and only she who sees takes off her shoes. The rest sit round it and pluck blackberries." Barbara Brown Taylor, a well-known preacher, reminds us that our God is a God whose presence can be sniffed and glimpsed in every corner of creation. There are no yellow and black striped lines in the Bible separating sacred territory from the secular. "For from the greatness and beauty of created things comes a corresponding perception of our Creator." Reflect today on a person who delights you. Smell a flower. Look up to the sky and notice the clouds or the sun. Or this evening, look up and notice a star in the dark of night. Or if you're from the northeast of the United States, search for a leaf that still has the imprint of fall. And then give thanks to the Creator and giver of all good gifts. For the truly wise person is able from the good things that he or she sees to know the one who exists.